Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What you gonna do, Dan, when they come for you?
And they sure did.
Dan got pulled over pulling out of the radio station yesterday. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We are streaming on the Odyssey app, and we are out on bond this morning.
Well, I wasn't pulling out of the radio station. It was on my way. It was on my way home, but I was about 5 minutes from the house.
Okay.
And you know when a road is just very straight and there's not a lot of lights and suddenly it feels like you're in NASCAR?
I don't, but go on.
Nobody? Like when a road's just super straight and there's no stops.
You know what? Yes.
And maybe there's a song on that leads to going faster.
Oh, so many people have been pulled over because of DMX. So I'm kind of just in my own head. I'm cruising. I'm 5 minutes from the house. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about other things, like what I'm going to do for the rest of the day. And then I kind of catch it in the corner of my eye that there's a cop in the behind bushes over here in a driveway. Mm-hmm. But it's too late. So before I even reach him, he hits the lights, and his window's rolled down, so he just kind of does a little thing with his finger to say, pull over.
And you have a sporty little car, Dan.
It's a little Kia, but it has a little pop to it.
It's called a Sportage.
If I put that thing in sport mode, buckle up.
Yep. I'm just saying.
So I pull over, I hit the hazards, and you know how when they pull you over, they leave you in the car for like 5 minutes before they come up because they're scanning.
To think about what you've done.
And they're scanning your plates to make sure you're not a criminal and all these things. I'm sitting there and I'm waiting. So now I'm trying to get my stuff in order before he comes over.
Like your license and stuff?
Yeah. So I'm in, and suddenly once you're pulled over, the glove box is like Mary Poppins' bag and you can't find anything in it. And I'm like, where is my registration? I can't find it. So I'm fumbling and then I finally get it. And I can see him start to walk up, and I have my license, my registration, and like my car insurance form all in my hands. And I roll the window down, and he just shows me a radar gun, because he wasn't like a thought, he had me gunned. And he goes, "Hi, sir, I pulled you over because you were doing 44 and a 25.
Oh.
And I was like, "Oh crap, that's almost 20 over. That's a big ticket." And he goes, "Can I have your license?" So I go to hand him everything, and he goes, "No, just your license is fine." And I was like, "That's weird."
I think they have the registration in the computer. They don't need it anymore.
Yeah, yeah. They scan your license plate. They know you still have your Christmas tree up, Dan.
So he walks away, and now I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, I'm popped. What are you going to do here? And I'm like, can I say, maybe I was 5 minutes from the house and I say, I really got to pee bad and I was just trying to get home. Mm. Like, I don't think that's going to work, but it's something.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this like internal monologue of what I'm going to do, and I'll just end up with going, I'm just going to eat it. It's like, you got me.
Do you know who I am? Did you think about that one?
No. They always say honesty is the best policy.
I was like, you got me. I shouldn't have been doing it. You caught me. I wanted to get home. I'll just have to eat this ticket. I was like, whatever. I'll just eat the ticket.
Right.
And he comes back over and he has the little paper in his hand.
Oh.
So I'm like, there it is. This is my citation.
Yeah.
And he comes over and he goes, all right, man, got you going 44 in a 25. Here's your citation. He goes, it's just a warning. We're out here to educate people.
No.
And I go, oh, bleep, because I was so shocked. I go, oh, bleep, for real? And he goes, yeah, man, we're not trying to ruin anyone's day. And in my head, I was like, you guys have ruined so many of my days.
But that was a long time ago,
yeah,
Dan.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I used to live on the fringes of society. And I've had a lot of interactions that weren't this pleasant because it was always my fault. Because I'd always have, like, my license would be suspended or my...
It didn't have insurance.
Or, yeah, the inspection sticker was bad because the car's a beater and it wouldn't pass.
Yeah.
Whatever the case back in the day.
Yeah.
So it was actually nice to have a pleasant interaction this time.
We're not here to ruin anybody's day. I love to hear that.
Yeah. So then he's like, all right, man, just slow it down. You know, we're out here to educate people. And I was like, all right, the fear worked. I will slow down here in the future. And then, you know, he goes back to his car and pulls off, and I pull off.
Yeah.
And the adrenaline is pumping.
Yeah.
So I'm replaying everything in my head because I thought I was about to get like a $250 ticket or have to go to traffic court.
Not only that, what it would do to your insurance rates too.
Yeah. So now I'm in my own head and I'm back on the same road and I'm playing everything over. And it's about 45 seconds later, and I look down, and I'm going, 40.
What is wrong with you, my
And I'm
friend?
Like, what am I doing? I was like, focus up, man. You just got... The second conversation isn't going to be nice. So I caught myself and immediately slowed down and do the speed limit the rest of the way. But I think the adrenaline was just hitting so hard, I forgot. And I looked down, I was like, whoa, lead foot.
I think that's really nice that he let you go. Yeah, that would have been a big one.
Yeah, he did let me go, and I would have deserved it.
What a nice fella.
So I don't know if you guys have ever lied to get out of a ticket, or what's the last time you got pulled over?
I can't remember the last time I got pulled over. I mean, you know, went to traffic school, of course, many years ago.
I haven't had any problems since then.
Because going to traffic school will make you drive like I do, like a grandmother.
Yeah.
Because I don't ever want to go back to traffic school. I have been to some places and traffic school ain't it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.